Welcome to Homeschool Insights, the show that brings you biblical homeschool encouragement in under 10 minutes. I'm your host, Yvette Hampton. Homeschool Insights is sponsored by CTC Math. If you're looking for a great online math program, visit ctcmath.com and try it for free. Now on to the show. I want to read another verse to you. This one comes from Matthew 10:32, and it says this: "So everyone who acknowledges me before men, I also will acknowledge before my Father who is in heaven. But whoever denies me before men, I also will deny before my Father who is in heaven." And I think it's so important for us to recognize what God is doing, but then to be willing to share those stories. As we talked about, no story is too big, no story is too small. We have to be willing to share those with those who are in our lives and even those who the Lord just puts in our life. I mean, it could be somebody at a grocery store. You know, we talked again last week with Ray Comfort, and he gave examples of the times that he goes out and he talks to people on the streets or at a gas station or wherever he is, at the beach oftentimes. And God just puts these people in his life that he then shares truth with, and he acknowledges Jesus in front of these people. And sometimes it's really hard to do that, right? But we have to share the hope that is within us. So if you could give one last bit of encouragement to our audience, Paul, what would you leave us with when it comes to sharing our testimonies?
Yeah. You know, I would just encourage folks to just be very real and honest as you think about your own story, you know, what God has done in your own life, right? I think about, I'm part of a small community group that's at our church. And so we gather together once a week. And every month, the men of the community group, we get together. And so we just had that last night, actually. There were about nine of us together. And we were just sharing about life updates and just sharing what God's doing in our lives. And some of the stuff was big, some of it was small, but it was very powerful because we all know, like, hey, you know, we are in this together, but the Lord has us covered. And it was just really sweet and beautiful. And I've been part of this community group now for, I think, about 6 years now, maybe 7 years. And I've grown very close to many of these men because we've just been through a lot together. And like, we share the mundane moments of life, but that's important to share those mundane moments. So that way, when those crazy moments life arrive, you already have connection and you can relate with someone already. And you know what they've already been through and what they think and their mindset and everything. So I would just encourage folks, like, as you're thinking about, like, hey, I want to share my testimony with somebody else, or hey, just be honest and share like what's going on, share the good, the bad, and the ugly, and because it's what God's doing, and it just shows that that we are all in need of the Lord's help.
Yeah, amen. I want to share one last bit of encouragement too. As you were talking about that, I was thinking about the importance of sharing our testimonies with our kids, and sharing with our kids what God is doing, even through the struggles, but also through the victories that we have in our lives. I think at least I know for myself, I have to be really intentional about sharing with my girls, because I assume that because I live with them and I'm with them 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, that they always know what the Lord is doing and how he's working. And oftentimes they do, because they see his hand at work in our family and in our lives. But a lot of times they don't know the depth of what the Lord is doing. And they don't sometimes know what he's done in the past. And, you know, have you shared your salvation story with your kids? Do they know when and how you got saved and why you decided to surrender your life to Christ? Like, why did you make that decision and why should they make that decision? And so just having that open communication with our kids and sharing with them the wonderful works of God, I think is so very powerful, because there's no one else we need to be sharing it with more than our own family, right? And especially our own kids. Thanks for joining us for Homeschool Insights. For more great homeschool inspiration and resources, listen to the Schoolhouse Rocked podcast every Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday. And be sure to watch the film Schoolhouse Rocked: The Homeschool Revolution.